Good morning, everybody. Jerry Autry here, checking in. The old Myers-Briggs type indicator guru. Just kidding. But here I am this morning. Glad to be here. What can I say? Well, get your Myers-Briggs profile if that really is helpful to you. I've been involved with this a long time, and when we decided to do the podcast, at the suggestion of my really good friends, then we want something that I'm familiar with and know a lot about, and the Myers-Briggs happens to be it. How's that sound? So a couple of good instruments online go in. Just Google Myers-Briggs type indicator. A couple of them will pick up. They're force choice. You just can go through, get your four-letter profile, and you're good to go. This morning, what can I talk about? Well, you know, I think the thing that's on our minds in a real sense is what's the pandemic. I mean, how can we escape it? I think for the first time recently, I got a little shook up because I seemed to be out of sorts. And, you know, I've tried to figure out I didn't let it last but 30 seconds. But honestly, it was kind of a new experience for me. And I think this morning there's a big article in the paper about what's happened probably to Americans in a way, and I think it's relevant to us, is that we have a sense suddenly of drifting. You know, we don't have control of things. Their friends are gone or they're not around and their routines are really interrupted. And so they're kind of drifted. They're aimless. They don't have any purpose. And so that becomes a real issue. And so I think it's something that we have to ask ourselves about, you know, is are we drifting? I mean, in many cases, for many of us, especially Americans, we don't see that life has changed. If you look at it objectively, that life has changed all that much. I don't want to be preachy here this morning, but I mean, you know, most of us have a pretty good life. We're still doing somewhat of the things that we've always done. We're certainly not starving. We're not doing some of the other things. And so here we are, though. We're in some sort of idea that we're drifting, you know, that we don't have purpose. And so I think the question this morning that we have to ask ourselves in this spectacular five, meaning 5 minutes of focused, that's ADD types focus, that really what is our purpose? What do we look at as our purpose? And of course, I think in terms of people that I know, I think in terms of my friends, I think in terms of certainly of my family, I think in terms of the things that we're doing routinely, exercising, walking, whatever we're doing, but that it has some purpose. One of the things that I've discovered is that I've adopted, this is just one of the programs, I've adopted one of these little libraries. And so I go around, collect books, and that I think for that particular type of neighborhood that it might really work. And so I'll keep the thing supplied with books, and people are always putting them out on the street, and I'm picking them up and most of the time reviewing them and take a look at and then put them in the little library. Now, that's just one thing. I mean, there are other purposes, but I mean, that's a tangible thing that I can realize, and that if for my own purpose, it really forces me to read stuff that, or at least that I ordinarily wouldn't read over and over. Some of them I can't even mention because they a little on the risque side, and I wonder who in the world has been reading this book. But that's my Southern North Carolina upbringing, I guess. All of a sudden, people need to read what they need to read, or what comes to mind to them. So anyway, that's one of them. But what we want to think about is let's don't be drifting. I mean, let's get us a purpose and deal with this and keep charging. And when, in many ways, I'm proud of us. That if anybody had ever said to me Americans would be able to do this and reasonably well, I said, hey, I don't think so. So I think it is a matter of that with this, the pandemic has changed our direction in just every way you can imagine. And we wouldn't even be doing this spectacular five without you. Hey, God bless you, and God bless America out here.